Okay, Chizkuni Parshas Devarim. So the first pasuk has a lot of drashas on it. Rashi speaks about them. It was Moshe's way of giving them Musar subtly. But first we have, it says, Elo HaDvarim Asher Dibre Moshe El Kol Yisrael. These are the things that Moshe spoke to Kol Yisrael. So the Chizkuni says, Melamed Shayakolo Shal Moshe Holach Kashir Machne Yisrael, that you could hear Moshe in the whole Machne Yisrael. That means, sounds to me like an ace, but that his voice could be heard like a megaphone when he spoke. The whole Machne Yisrael could hear him. Okay, and then it says that they were in Paran, the Tophel, right, and Chatzeros. So what's Chatzeros? Rashi says, this is again part of the Musar, Chatzeros was Machlakuso Shel Korach. That the Machlokus of Korach was in Chatzeros. So, in other words, all these places that the Pasuk lists, that's where the Jews sinned. And Chatzeros was where was the Machlokus Shel Korach. So the Chizkuni asks that the Machlokus of Korach was in Midbar Paran, because it was after the Meraglim were sent, and that would have happened, so it would have been in Midbar Paran. Also, if you look at Unkelus, Unkelus says, what's Chatzeros? Dar Gizu al Bisra. That means the Kibra Sataiva. So that's also not in Chatzeros. Like the Pasuk says, Mikibra Sataiva Nasuha am Chatzeros. So, what's going on over here? We have Chatzeros being called by Unkelus Kibros HaTaiva, which it was not, because from there they went to Chatzeros. And Rashi says it's a place in Machlokas of Korach, and Machlokas Korach was in Midbar Paran. So how do we understand this? So the Chizkuni answers that the Midbar Paran is a big place. And saying Midbar Paran, like the Machlokas of Korach was in Midbar Paran, that's like saying it was in America. Where in Midbar Paran? It's huge. So it was a known place. A Midbar is just a big open desert. It doesn't mean anything. So saying Chatzeros, that was a known town. So it was near there. It wasn't in Chatzeros. It was near Chatzeros. So when you say Chatzeros, I mean near Chatzeros, because that was at least a landmark. It was a spot everybody knew. So Kibra Sataiva was near to Chatzeros, because it went from Kibra Sataiva to Chatzeros. These were places that were, Chatzeros was a city near to where these things happened. That's what it's referring to. If you look in the Gerari, it has the same exact thing. Okay, so then it says, couple of psukim later, Bever, Yarde, Beretz Moav, Hoel Moshe, Ber, and Satorah Hazos. So Moshe explained the whole Torah. The Chizkuni says, it means he repeated the whole thing, even the Aseres HaDibros, for those who were born afterwards, so that they should hear it from Moshe. And then it was Diber Aleinu Bechorev. So the Chizkuni says, this is, you're supposed to start a shir with a milsa de b'dichuso, which usually we translate loosely as a joke or something light. So it's mesameach d'leiv, but this was mesameach d'leiv, meaning it was the good news. Hashem said, okay, go from Chorev and go enter Eretz Yisrael. So that was like the happy thing, that they were supposed to be going into Eretz Yisrael. So we started off with something nice like that. Okay, so then the Jewish people are supposed to go pick judges. That's right after that pasuk of Eicha. Eicha salavadi. And not the Jewish people, really. Moshe chose the judges. So it says, Akachas, Rashi Shiftechem, Anashim Chachamim Viduim. So he took as your judges, Anashim Chachamim Viduim. Now, if you remember, it was supposed to be, he was looking for, Nevonim as well. Right? But it says he took Chachamim Viduim, it doesn't say Nevonim. So that's what, Chazal tell us, that Moshe couldn't find Nevonim. Right, Pasuk Yud Gimel says, "Havelochem Anoshim Chachamim Nevonim V'Yiduim." That's 3 miles. Chachamim Nevonim V'Yiduim, and then it says he took Chachamim V'Yiduim. So that's where we say that he couldn't find Nevonim. So now Rashi in that pasuk that says Chachamim V'Yiduim says that he couldn't find Nevonim. Rashi says these are one of the 7 midos that Yisro said to Moshe, and he only found Anoshim Chachamim and Yiduim. He didn't find the 7. So what 7? That's what the Chizkuni says. What 7 are we talking about? If you look back in Yisro, you're not going to find 7. Back in Yisro, it says, Anshe Chayel, Yiri Elokim, Anshe Emes, Sonivatza. 4. There have to be 4 things. Anshe Chayel, 1. Yiri Elokim, 2. Anshe Emes, 3. Sonivatza, 4. And you have 3 here. Okay, so what it means is, together, 4 over there, 3 over here. Total of 7. So then why did it split it up? Why didn't it write all 7? So the Chizkuni says, like Chazal basically make a drasha like this that he quotes in the Medrash, that is to tell you that you don't have to have all 7. You try to get all 7. If you don't, you have a couple close enough. Even if you have only 1, whenever you try to get as many as you can, but if they don't fit all seven, because you can't find someone with all seven, or even down to one, so you do the best you can, and you get even someone with just one. Okay, now this is a very interesting one. It says in Pasuk Yud Zayin, the famous thing, Lo Saguru Mipneish, that someone who is chosen as a Dayan, on this, right, he can't be afraid of anybody. Lo Saguru Mipneish, if they have to make a judgment that they know somebody very powerful is not going to like, too bad, they're not allowed to be afraid. Ki Amishpat Leilo Kimu. So what does it mean, Ki Amishpat Leilo Kimu? How does that connect? Because Mishpat is God. So Rashi says, if you mess up, I'm going to have to return it. Like, if you take something wrong for you, the Dayan, force Reuben to give Shimon when he shouldn't have, so you're going to force me to try to get it back to him. So then you've given the Mishpat to God in that way. He has to take care of it. Okay, so the Chizkuni says, no, this is why you shouldn't be afraid. The Dayan shouldn't be afraid because all the people who are being judged should know that whatever happens to the person is what God wanted. In other words, if the Dayan made a mistake, truly made a mistake, and he told Reuven to give Shimon $100, and he shouldn't have, Reuven really didn't owe that $100. Reuven shouldn't get mad. Reuven should understand if based in Paskin something, even if they happen to be wrong in terms of this case, they're right, and that means God wants Reuven to give Shimon $100. Maybe he owed it to him in another Gilgal. Who knows? I don't know, but it means whatever happens in a Beis Din is correct. If you look at the Ramban, he says that if a Beis Din kills someone accidentally, you know, wrongly, no, it's not wrongly. It means that person was supposed to die. Meaning to say Hashem wanted them to do it because Hashem's Shekhinah is in the Beis Din. So when the Sanhedrin paskin something, it's correct. Even if they happen to be mistaken, it's correct. So that's why, Lo Saguru Mipneish, don't be afraid of anybody, Ki HaMishpat Leilo Kimhu, because it's Hashem who's making this Mishpat. Therefore, they shouldn't be afraid. That's a very nice part. Okay. So then, they go send out, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the story of them sending out the Meraglim, and it says, Shnei Masar Anashim, 12. So Rashi mentions that Shevet Levi was not there, meaning Shevet Levi didn't send out a spy. Why is that? Because, the Chizkuni says, because they did not have chelik in the land. Anyway, okay. Then we have the story of the Mapilim. Once Moshe Rabbeinu said they couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael because the Chet Meraglim. There's a couple of people who tried, and they went. So it says that Mori came after them, and they chased them like the Devorim chase, like the bees chase. So Rashi had said, this Medrash, that just like a bee, when it stings, it dies, so too, when the Goyim came to kill them, they died. In other words, the Jews died, but the Goyim died too. Just the Chizkuni brings another pshat that it was that they all came. Meaning, like, when you have a beehive, like, when one bee goes out and, you know, they start attacking, it's not just like five bees, the whole hive comes out. So that was similar. When they all came out, the whole place came out to attack the Jews. Okay. Then we have that Hashem tells them, Al Totsar Es Moav. They shouldn't fight Moav. So the Chizkuni points out right there are three nations they were told they're not allowed to attack. Seir, Amon, and Moav, or whatever. Edom, Amon, and Moav. So the Chizkuni just goes here to explain why they would think they could. One of his explanations is because the Keni, Knezi, and Kadmoni that were promised to Avram, Keni, Knezi, and Kadmoni, so the Yerushalmi says that that's Amon, Moav, and Edom. So they thought that they had free, they could attack them too. That's why Hashem had to say, no, not now, not till Mashiach comes. That's when we'll get them. Not in the meantime. And his other reasons why these three should be different is very interesting. He says, Seir is also called the Chivi. That means Edom is also called Chivi, as it says, Ahalivama Basana Bastivon HaChivi. That's from Esav. So you might have thought that's part of Chivi of the Sheva Amimin. So that's why the Pasuk says here, in our Parsha, Beseir Yoshua HaChorim, means the main name was Chori, not Chivi. Moav. So Moav was called Eretz Rephaim, and the Rephaim were given to Avram in Parshas Lech Lecha. So again, they might have thought it was for them. That's why it says, V'ha Moavim yikru lehem Emim, to tell you that the real name is Emim, not Rephaim. Amon is also called Rephaim, as it says, Eretz Rephaim techashev avhi. In Pasuk Chaf. So, and that's why it says, Ha'amonim yikru lehem zamzumim. That's all to show you that they had other names, so that's not the ones that they were supposed to get from Avraham Avinu. Okay. Next, we have, it's interesting, it says, in Pasuk Yitzayin, Vayidaber Hashem Eli. So Rashi says, from the time the Meraglim were sent, until this point, there was never said a Lashon of Vayidaber to Moshe, rather Vayomer, to tell you that all 38 years that the Jews were Nizofim in the Midbar, there was no Dibur to Moshe, just Lashon Vayomer. So what does that mean? That Hashem never spoke to Moshe and Elashon in those 38 years in Elashon Vayidaber rather than Elashon Amira. So the Chizkuni, so if you look in the Gerari, here's a very interesting shop. Anyway, where there's the Chizkuni here. So if you look at the Chizkuni says, Dibur is Elashon Ribui Dvarim, which is a type of Chiba, well, that's an Indian of Chiba, like two people who love each other or speak to each other a lot. But Amira is Elashon of few words. Which, you know, as a mnemonic, I would say, more ma'at v'aseir bay. Amira and ma'at go together. It's not, amira means a small amount of words, dibra means lots of talking. Okay. Now the Chizkuni points out, is from Rashi in, elsewhere, that, there is, you will find the word vayidaber beforehand, but he says that some say, I think this is a quoting Rashi, on daf lamad amid bays, that, yeah, Lamed Amud Beis of Tainus, that Moshe was spoken to by Hashem with Lashon Vayidaber b'chizayon halayla, but Rashi there says it's a gimgum. At any rate, if you look in the Gerari, you know you'll see. Again, this is a Chizkuni here, but it's glaring. You know, Dibur. We used to think of Dibur as a Lashon Kasha, and Amira as a Lashon Ka, like Vayidaber is supposed to be a Lashon Kasha. So that's the opposite. Here we're saying Vayidaber is a Lashon Chiba, and Vayomer is a Lashon Kal. So if you look in the Gerari, he discusses this. Okay, the last thing I want to mention is this very obvious stira in Psukim, and if you never noticed it, you know, you'll be shocked that you never noticed it, but you probably did notice it. You know, we all are familiar from Parak Chav Gimel, in Parshas Kiseitze, why can't you marry an Ammoni and a Moabi man? A Jewish girl can't marry an Ammoni and Moabi land. Man. Why? Pasuk says, Lo yavo Ammoni Moabi b'kal Hashem. This is in Kitetze. Why is that? Pasuk, hey? Al dvar asher lo kidmu eschem b'lechem b'b'mayim b'derech b'teischem b'mitrayim b'asher sachar alecha es bilam ben b'ormi b'sorah ram na'arayim l'kal alecha. So because they didn't go out and give you lechem and mayim, and they hired Bilam to curse you. Okay. Now here comes our parsha. In our parsha, it says, in the end of Perek Beis, that Moshe says, I sent Malachim to Sichon, and I said, let me pass through your land. Ocho b'kesef tishbereni, give me, I'll buy your food. Mayim kesef titin li m'shasisin, give me water. Rake bra braglai. Says the pasuk then, ka'asher asuli b'nei Esav, hayoshvim b'seir, v'hamoavim hayoshvim b'ar, just like the Moavim. Were so nicely let us pass and gave us food to eat. How could that be? I mean, Moabim didn't give them food and drink. How could the Pasuk sound like they did? Right? It's a very glaring, obvious question. So, there's a lot of answers to this. One possibility is that in Parshas Kiseitze, remember it said two things, that they didn't give you Asher lo kid maskam alacham b'mayim, and it also says Asher sachar Alecha es Bilam ben Bor. Now, Ammon did not do that. That was Moav. So, it could be going on two things. So, that's what some of Farshim explained. Asher lo kidmu eschem b'lechem amayim. That's going on Ammon. But Moav did give them lechem amayim. Then the second part of the pasuk, Asher sachar alecha es Bilam ben Bor, that's going on Moav. Moav hired, Bilam. But Ammon is the one that lo kidmu eschem b'lechem amayim. So, as you see from this pasuk, it sounds like Moav was kidmu eschem b'lechem amayim. That's one answer. Another answer, it says, HaMoavim HaYoshvim Ba'ar. So maybe the Moavim in general did not give them Lechem Amayim, but the Moavim who lived in Ar did, and they were an exception. It's another pshat the Chizkuni gives. Okay, so the Chizkuni is bothered by both these pshatim. Obviously, they're not pashat pshat in terms of the story. And the Gemara in Yevamos says pretty clearly that they wanted Apostle David because he came from Rus HaMoavia and there was a problem of Asher lo kin v'aschem alechem amayim. Anyway, so you want to say another pshat. While this may be pashup pshat in the story, it's very much not pashup pshat in the pasuk here, that you have to read it in like two stages. So it says, it's Moshe saying, I told Sichon and Og, Ebre ve'atzecha, Ocha be'kesef tashbrini ve'achalta mayim be'kesef titan le'mishizizi, rakev ro'o ve'alaglai, the end. That's the end of him say of what they were going to say to Sichon. Now Moshe is not saying what he said to Sichon. Now he's just talking. And then it says, Kasher asuli b'nei Yosef ha'yoshim b'seir v'ha'moavim, and it kind of goes after the pasuk afterwards. The pasuk afterwards says, Sichon and Og said no. And the pasuk before is saying, they said no, like Bnei Esav, and the Moavim said no. Let's say, you have to kind of read it out of order, and or it's one is an introduction to the other, but Chavtes and Lamed is not Moshe saying what they would say to Sichon, but him just commenting, Sichon said no, just like Esav and Moav said no. Okay, it sounds like quite a dochik in the psukim, but at least it's a pashup shot in the story. Okay, that's it.